Lock and Load.
Nobody knew who the hell he was.
Or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them.
How's that hokey-teeny stuff working out for you?
He's now our president. He's our president.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Taking back America, one listener at a time. This is the Bella D'Angelo Show.
Hello and welcome Sunday evening from Williston, North Dakota. If I said this before, I'll say it again. Minneapolis sucks and North Dakota blows, and it is blowing. Oh, it is a windy, windy day here, but it didn't stop me. Didn't stop me from going out on my walk today. Nope. As I've said, I love walking. I've been out doing my walk morning and afternoon, and then came in and chilled out before the show. I don't know how to behave. I don't know how to act with time on my hands. I mean, really, I didn't get called today for any hot shot runs, and it was just me hanging out in the hood of my apartment today. Last Friday, and then Saturday is SOS Liberty. And SOS Liberty is the 18 and 19-year-old high schoolers that so excited, can't wait to have them on the show. It's going to be fabulous. So, I'm going to try and get settled here so we can get into the first 30 minutes, which here she is. Well, welcome.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Getting our last minute uploads. Nothing like doing music at the last minute. But we'll work it.
So yesterday I spent the day, I'm getting upgrades. I'm getting technically upgraded. I am. Mm-hmm. I'm technically moving up in the world. I'm growing up. I now own a stereo system and I own a DVD player. Too bad.
Wow.
We can't seem to figure out how to get the DVD player hooked up and working with the TV. That is mission impossible, and we have not accomplished it yet. Because on the request
And I guess you don't read manuals, huh?
On the request of my company man, I am to be watching some very high-level educational material. Would you like the list? I know you would. Joe Dirt Joe Dirt is number one on the playlist. Number two, an oldie, but always a good one to drum back up, Beavis and Butthead Do America. Yep. That's my highly educational material that he told me. He said, because as the other day, he was saying to me something, and he said, good God, Isabella. He said, you can't just watch Fox all the time. He said, you've got to watch Sports Channel, or as they call it up at the rigs, the Safety Channel, which is 590 or 599, whichever channel they're on, and it's not the Safety Channel, but boys all know what I'm talking about. And a big shout out to my company men. I love my company men, and yes, the Safety Channel. But I have no channel right now because between my gal working with my one TV, trying to get the DVD up and playing, that screen is stuck on video and I can't do anything with it. And the other one is just stuck on dish. And I go through more frustration and aggravation just trying to have my dish working. I mean, It's maddening. It's maddening. It's not as simple as it used to be. Didn't you just used to screw, you know, screw something into the wall and plug it in the back of the TV and 1, 2, 3 and it played? I don't know. Call me crazy.
I think it was a little bit more complicated than that, but not too terrible.
Well, I guess that's why they don't call me the technology wizard. That's not my deal. And no, I don't read manuals. I'm not exactly studious material. Beth, I know you haven't finished reading the book. If you would, you'd understand. The book is the blueprint to me, and my book is that this vortex doesn't slow down, which if you look on Facebook, I put it as a background, the main wallpaper on the top of my Facebook page, finally. And I got a lot of things done today. I contacted a lot of people through Big Dog Music Mafia. We've got some great guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. So excited. The guest lineup is just growing. And as Toots reminds me every single day, he says, little by little, baby Bella, little by little. And I have to be reminded.
Yeah.
Because
slow down.
But I don't know how to slow down, and I'm not going to slow down. That's not in my nature. You can try and tell me all you want, but I'm not going to take it. I won't heed it. I never have, never will. Just like I was pulled on the side of the road on Friday, and I was telling Toots about how I got on the radio with Dennis Miller. And I explained to him, you know, again, how this whole thing started. And if you're new listening to the show tonight, or when you archive the show and you haven't heard me before, there's a few things that I'd like to repeat because they mean a lot and they fill in the blanks and you'll better understand. So 3 years ago, over 3 years ago, I tried to get everybody to hear and to understand what was going to happen to this country when the slick-talking, long-legged Mac Daddy got into office, okay? And nobody would listen to what I was saying. Not one single person. As a matter of fact, I even told people that I was going to have my own radio show. 9 months before I got on my own radio show, I was telling those around me I was going to have my own radio show. And they wouldn't listen to me. They even told me that I was crazy. They said, you're talking like a crazy person. I said, well, I can get kind of crazy, which is what I told Dennis Miller the first time I got on his radio show. I said, I can get a little crazy when I sit back and watch all the craziness that is going on in this country.
Yeah.
First time that I got on Dennis Miller's radio show, I said, it was the beginning words of Sympathy for the Devil, Rolling Stones. Because music plays in my head all day long. There's background noise. And so when he picked me up and he said, hello, welcome to the show, I said, let me introduce myself. And he said, are you crazy or on the cliff? And I said, I can get crazy. Well, we continued on, and I told him that I saw everything happening after 9/11, and then he finished my sentence, and he said, yeah, silence caterpillar. And I talked about how healthcare was going to affect the rest of industry and manufacturing. Well, a couple months later, I was in my motel room, and I was editing my book. And I was watching as Neil Cavuto was interviewing Hines. And Hines was saying that the fact that he was confirming, saying that he wasn't going to spend a dime. He wasn't going to spend a dime because of the impact of healthcare, and they had no idea how much it was actually going to cost. So I ran out of the hotel room, and I called into Dennis Miller, and at that time, Dennis was no longer even playing on the talk radio channel that he, you know, the lineup used to be the local, talked conservative radio, and then it was Glenn Beck, and then it was Dennis Miller, and then it was Hannity in the afternoon. It was the local, Glenn Beck, Dennis Miller, Rush Limbaugh, and then Hannity. Well, Dennis Miller hadn't been on the local station. I didn't even know where he was broadcasting from. I couldn't even listen to him that day, so I had no idea what he was talking about. All I knew was that I had Dennis Miller's phone number in my phone, and so I ran out to the Audi, which is where I do my best thinking while driving, and I jumped in the car, and I drove down the highway, and offending the miles per hour, as I always do, and I turbo-dialed Dennis. I got it. It rang. They picked it up. They said, "What would you like to talk to Dennis about?" I said, "Just put me on the phone with Dennis." And they said, "What do you want to talk to him about?" And I said, "Listen, I just need to talk to him." And they said, "Do you know what Dennis is on the air right now talking about?" And I said, "I don't give a damn what the hell Dennis is talking about right now. I just need to speak to Dennis. Put him on the phone right now." They passed me through. Dennis picked up the call and he said, "Hey." I said, "Dennis." He said, "Welcome." I said, "Thank you." I said, "Remember when I talked to you a couple months ago?" He said, "I sure do." I said, "Do you remember that I explained about how what healthcare was going to do to manufacturing and industry was going to completely destroy it?" I said, "I was just watching as Cavuto was talking to Hines, and Hines said exactly what I told you, was that they weren't going to spend a dime as long as this agenda was coming through because they're scared to death." And he said, "You are prednisant, baby girl. You are prednisant." As Toots said, "Now, I don't know what prednisant is. I'm guessing it's either president or pregnant." And I said, "Well, I'd like to be president and tell you how your money's spent." That's right out of a song. And pregnant, not going there. First of all, impossible except for immaculate conception, but yeah. Oh, Lord. It is only going to get crazy fun from here, and that's why I was laughing so hard with Toots on Friday. I pulled over to the side of the road. We were talking about the show and all the great things that are coming up and how much fun this is going to be, because that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun. That's how we're going to attract more and more listeners, is because they're going to tune in, because this is the cool new, this is the new media. And it's proof in how much this show has just grown within the last couple of weeks and where it's taking off. Don't watch the regular media, please. And if you have to watch anything, just tune in to Fox, which I'll let you know if I get Fox back myself tonight. I don't know. I'm going to have to call back in the dish. A little bit of rain and wind the other day knocked it out, so I'm sure that that's playing into it today. But and if I get my DVD hooked up. But I don't know, Beth. I don't think you can distract me. I mean, my company man's trying really hard to get me to watch something other than Fox, but I don't know how well it's going to work, and I don't know how long you'll be able to distract me. So I'll keep you informed as we go on this little experiment. So I went out last night. I went out last night. Yes, I did. And as we called Randy to try and get some instruction as we were finally heading out, and you know, they said, "You'll be fine. It'll be fine. We'll go to some safe places here in town in Williston. You just need to get out, Isabella. You just need to get out." Well, first place that we went to, I mean, it's fairly well known, but it keeps, you know, it doesn't tend to have much crime that goes on there, but we went out, and actually my landlord showed up, and a friend of his. Well, you know, it didn't take me very long because I wasn't on the radio last night, so I needed an outlet.
Ruh-roh.
And so I simply launched into, you know, a few questions. What do you think about this economy? What do you think about the slick talking long-legged neck daddy? And our participant or contestant wasn't quite ready for the fangs and the depth of my passion when he couldn't really answer the question, and he fumbled around, and I let at him, and I unleashed as they say. Well, on the back of the truck, it says a long load, and that's what some of the girls say. But no, I unleashed a load of information explaining just where and how the taxation was going to rip those dollars right out of his back pockets. But he didn't seem to understand. He did not seem to understand what this administration truly was up to. And as I ranted louder and louder and louder, Lynn was just laughing. My cleaning gal, her and her boyfriend were sitting there with myself, and then my landlord to the left, and he and his buddy was playing pool, and she said, the last couple of quarters that he put up on the rail to play, he probably hadn't taken out in over 20 years ago. I mean, he's someone that isn't used to having his money taken from him. Well, guess what? Be ready, be prepared to have every dollar pulled out of your back pocket with this administration. They just implemented another taxation agenda yesterday, it was, that I saw on tax, on variable goods, food goods. And get prepared, every single thing, anything, nothing is safe. They're going to raise taxes on, because that is the only way that this administration sees a way out of the ditch that they have driven us into. That is why we have to understand we have the most important election in front of us in our lifetime. We have the most important election in our lifetime in front of us. And that is why I get on the radio every single night. That is why I rant as loud as I do, because people have to hear. People have to get involved, have to get engaged. One song at a time, one listener at a time. We have to fight to accomplish this goal. Otherwise, as we say every single day, we are at a catastrophic point and we will be fundamentally changed forever. So, went out last night, and then as my landlord looked at me, so Beth, you'll like this one. So, my landlord, he's a cool guy. He's gone out of his way to help me quite a bit ever since I moved in here. I've only been here for about a month. He was one of the first people that offered to show up for the cable guy. He waited for the cable guy for me. How many people are willing to wait for a cable guy for you? Yeah, that's what I said. Well, and so his comment last night, though, was, it's strong women like you that keep us guys single. So I woke up this morning and I called Lynn, my gal, and she said, how are you? And I said, I'm back to worrying. And she's like, now why? And I was like, because that's my favorite career. I mean, I'm a career worrier. I mean, I even actually said this. Please leave me alone so that I can properly worry. I'd like to go to a good spot and properly worry. I try too hard. I know. I try too hard. But so then she called me, and then we were laughing about last night, and we're laughing about my landlord saying that. And she said, well, it's true. And she said, you know, the thing that you got, I mean, I don't have time for anything other than my business. I really don't. I mean, when you think about it, if she said, how do you have any more time in your life anyways for anything? other than phone calling and preparing for the show, I mean, literally, you're running all day long. And, you know, tomorrow I'll be up first thing in the morning. I'll make some calls to get my trucks running, my truck running. The girls are off to clean shacks. I have to run down and clean the shack. And then I'm back out drumming up more business and then screeching in at the last minute and 2 hours to the show. And by the time you're done with the show, and then you make something to eat, and then you just about pile drive yourself right into bed. I mean, at a full schedule. In the middle of all this, I'm dedicating my afternoon on Saturday and Sunday to lining up extra guests for the show. So I'll be handling that. So it's, you know, keeps the girl plenty out of trouble and behaving. So
that's no fun.
It's a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having a ton of fun. And you know what? I've said from day one, don't underestimate the word of mouth. Don't underestimate something as simple as a T-shirt and a black magic marker. So I was at the grocery store today. I did not have my T-shirt on. We all know what my T-shirt is. Take a picture, last much longer, don't F with me. So I was at the grocery store, and I was getting my bottle of water and a few other things. I had my iPod in because I'd been out for my walk. And a gentleman came up to me, and I could see he was coming to talk to me, so I pulled my iPod out. And he said, "You're the girl with the incredible T-shirt." And I said, "Yeah," and he said, "I saw you up on location the other day, didn't I?" And I said, "Sure, which rig?" And he gave the rig number. I said, yeah, that was me. And he said, "That's one hell of a T-shirt. You've got to be one ballsy girl. I love it." And I said, "Well, you have to be tough out here. You have to be tough in these oil fields. People don't understand, and if you're not out here, you truly don't understand what I'm talking about. You really don't understand. You don't get it." And as Lynn said, she's constantly amazed by some of the things that I don't even know living out here. But as I said to Wilson the other day, is there anything I can't sell? I believe I'll be selling those T-shirts out of the back of my truck. I believe I'll be adding them to the website, because I always wanted to build a merchandise store on the website, and who better to promote than myself and selling this show, the Bella D'Angelo Show, promoting my business, Isabella Oilfield Services, which, thank you again, my company men. I wouldn't be anywhere. I wouldn't have this business if it weren't for you company men. And as I called in and I checked in with Big Daddy late this morning, and he said, "What you doing?" He said, "Why aren't you in church?" And I said, "Well, because I'm not." And he said, "Can't answer that one." I said, "No." And he said, "Well, if you were up here, there's a church right down the road from the rig. You could have gone to church and then come over and had grilled chicken and grilled barbecue chicken and collard greens. And had a nice supper." And I said, "Well, I'd love to. I'll be by to see you tomorrow. I'm down cleaning a shack down at a rig by you nearby tomorrow, so I'll stop out and see you at some point tomorrow." And I said, "By the way," I said, "I shared the slick-talking, long-legged Mac Daddy on my show the other night." He said, "You did?" I said, "Yes." He said, "How'd that go over for you?" I said, "You know what? A ton of people already knew who the Reverend Manning was. I had no idea." I said, "Thank you."
I did not know that you did not know who Dr. Manning was.
You never talked about it to me. You never said anything. How would you know if you didn't say anything?
I know.
I mean, you don't know unless somebody brings it to your attention. You don't know if somebody knows something unless you ask them.
That's true.
So this is a perfect time. We're going to segue. I see that we got Nate up on the board and so excited for tonight. We're going to headline some of Nate's music. We're going to let him talk about himself and how he got involved and who he is and help spread the message. And again, it's through music that we're going to reach those that wouldn't normally get involved, those that wouldn't normally put their voice out. And so excited. So Beth, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hey, Nate, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, we got
fabulous, Nate. How are you?
I'm good. One at a time. Don't rush. I'm good. How you doing?
I am doing well. How is your afternoon? What are you up to?
My afternoon is busy. I'm editing my new song. I'm trying to reestablish myself since I got a new job where I'm home every day and off on the weekends because I've been out on the road driving 4 years, and I'm just trying to make that readjustment and still stay focused on the task at hand, saving the country.
Well, as I said to you earlier in the week, I'm so honored to have you here and be part of this, and as we're growing as a family to get the message out one song, one listener at a time to take back our country. I know we all have our stories of what got us here, and if you would share with those, I know that we have new listeners, maybe those that didn't listen last the other Tuesday when you were on with Toots, what got you so involved?
I guess life itself got me involved, because everything I try to do, any type of business venture or jobs and anything I try to go off into, the government is in the way of it, or somewhere taxing it or regulating or, you know, blocking it or something. So, you know, as old as I get and I realize I'm trying to make something out of my life and myself, you know, it's always some arm of the government is in the way of telling you what you can and cannot do, or, you know, taxing you on what you try to bring in from your sweat, you know. So that's why I'm in the middle of it, because they're in the middle of my way.
And enough people need, more people need to be woken up to explain that if they think that they're overtaxed now, maybe it's nothing like what's coming down the pipeline, which is what I was trying to describe to the gentleman last night that was shooting pool, and I was trying to explain, you know, the only way that this administration that's in sees the way out of this mess is through taxation, and that's all liberals have ever stood behind. They don't know what this great country was founded on, and they certainly have lost their way now, because now they're so far lost that they don't even resemble what they stood for or understood maybe 20 years ago.
It's insane. But I'm just trying to do my little small part and, you know, trying to wake up the people that's listening, that has the ears to hear. That's all I can do right now.
Well, little by little, you know, we will gain momentum. This is just the beginning. It's just taking off. And I know that, Nate, we've got a couple of songs downloaded, and that's the point of tonight, is to spread your music. And where can people find you, buy your music?
They can find it online at www.natesmooth.com, but just spell the smooth with S-M-O-O-V-E, then that'll get them right to the site. Or they can just Google the name Nate Smooth. They'll find me.
Perfect, and I know that we're going to do some work. As I have said, I'm going to do everything to help promote you, and there will eventually be a link off of my website, the BellaDeAngelo.com website, where you'll be able to find Nate as well. And why don't we, Nate, what song would you like for Beth to first start the show out with to play?
Let's see. This is kind of funny because, you know, as I you know, a truck driver, so I'm meeting all kind of people in different cities and stores and all that stuff, and they always hear me talking about the economy, the president, and how the country going. Then the famous words they always say, well, at least you got a job, man. So I wrote a song called You Got a Job. Did you get that one back?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, let's start off with that one. That just, it came from that subject, and I'm just talking about it and kind of making fun of it, but it's still serious.
Okay, so here we go.
Thanks to the Lord for this job I got. This job I got. They pay me weekly, it's not a lot. It's not a lot. I pay my bills with all I've got. All I got. One day this madness is gonna stop. It's gotta stop. Now times are hard, you see, affecting you and slapping me. Double-digit unemployment, G, can't you see? Yes, indeed. They're killing small business, left and right, day and night. You got a job, you better hold on tight with all your might. You got a job, suckers, you got a job, ooh. You got a job, suckers, you got a job. You got a job, suckers, you got a job, ooh. You got a job, suckers, you got a job. You got a job, suckers, you got a job, ooh. You got a job, suckers, you got a job. You got a job, suckers, you got a job, ooh. You got a job, suckers, you got a job. She says I'm sick of work. He says I need some work. She says her boss a jerk. He says I'm broke as dirt. I'm working round the clock, tick-tock, non-stop. My rent is always due, collectors call me too. My unemployment just stopped, my kids wear shoes with no socks. Where's all this hope and change? My life is not the same. Why y'all pick me Hussein? Not all the money's drained. Don't that make you ashamed? This guy's a Marxist lame. You got a job, sucker, you got a job, ooh. You got a job, sucker, you got a job. You got a job, sucker. You got a job, ooh. You got a job, suckers. You got a job. You got a job, suckers. You got a job, ooh. You got a job, suckers. You got a job. You got a job, suckers. You got a job, ooh. You got a job, suckers. You got a job.
J-O-B. Let me break it down for you. Just over broke. Jumping over bills. A jackass up the bar. Go figure that out. But until then, I gotta get my grind on. Working this job till my mind's gone. 9 to 5, it don't matter the time. I keep punching that clock so I can stack my dimes. I'ma keep writing these songs with clever rhymes. I'll be my own boss, it's a matter of time. You see, living from check to check really sucks. But I gotta stay on the grind cause I need the bucks.
I love it. That's a great
song.
I
have to save myself.
You know, the unfortunate part is what you and I and the rest of us, as we stand here, and when did we ever think that we'd be walking around and that we'd be so, you know, so many are so dumbed down by saying, at least you have a job. I mean,
yeah.
That's what the American dream built was the opportunity to be an entrepreneurial business owner, and as hard as you worked, you reaped the benefits, and that was the American dream. It wasn't supposed to be a dream that the government became a monkey on your back and didn't allow your dream to build the success. Yeah, to flourish and to be a Trump. Anybody can be a Trump in this world. Anybody can be. That was the whole reason they came upon Ellis Island. I mean, I have no problem with immigration. I have a problem with illegal immigration and entitlement and the rest of the bullshit that has built this system from the cradle to the grave. It's just as Dennis Miller says, sometimes it's even hard to get to the grave. And, I mean, we've got a huge problem in place. And so, you know, Nate, just yesterday, as I was saying to my new friend Lynn, who works for me, and God bless her, because I wouldn't have this business if it wasn't for Lynn and Liz. They're the hardest working gals. They've renewed my faith in people. But, you know, as I said, you know, I'm living here in the middle of this oil boom. Did I ever picture myself here 3 years ago, you know, as I was going to pointedly point out to Dennis Miller when I get on his show or when he comes on here, you know, thank you to this administration. I'm out in the middle of the oil boom, a place where girls don't necessarily, I mean, they don't come here on their own, but I'm here because of what the administration did to this economy. I changed my life completely. And like yourself, Nate, and so many of others, it's not like this administration came in and did anything to improve this economy since they came in, and that's what we have to get people to understand, is they're only going to further destroy what is left of this country.
Yep. I agree. So that's where that came from. At least you got a job. I'm like, this is America. You're supposed to have whatever you want to work for, you know? Not at least you have a job. That's sorry. Yeah, so... that's my take on that issue.
It's you know, 3 years ago we were already in a recession. The supposed sales deal that we were, I mean, the sales deal we were given was that, you know, the economy is going to be completely turned around. We're going to bring the aisle together. Everything was about hope and change. The problem is that the hope and change that we got, well, I understood, and I know, Nate, you saw what was coming.
Well, I wasn't looking for no hope and change. I was just trying to look for the government to shrink out of the way so I can build my own hope and change. And I was on the road to building my hope and change without the government.
And now we get to watch as every single day they blow it up and expand it. But, Nate, tell me what you think, because I believe you're going to agree. We would be in a world of hurt if we weren't in a world of hurt. We would have a much harder time getting this administration out if we had job creation, if we had financial responsibility, if gas prices, you know, weren't continuing to soar through the ceiling, and if they weren't doing something completely insane and blowing up the government bigger and bigger and taking away more of our liberties every single day, we'd be in a world of a hurt to get this administration out if that wasn't all in play and right in front of every American to see how much trouble we're in.
All right. Well, if it was opposite, we wouldn't have to get them out because they'd be doing all the right things. You know what I mean?
Right.
To get the economy moving and letting free enterprise, you know, take its place where it's supposed to be. Lower the taxes, get the government out of the way, and let the entrepreneurs do what they do. They're entrepreneur. They hire, they employ, they dream. You know, they grow economies.
It's called capitalism. It's called capitalism. And capitalism has become a four-letter dirty word.
Yet they need it to run the government, you know, the taxes they take from it.
Well,
it's like
they're running
now. The land where the golden goose lays the egg, and now they're trying to strangle the golden goose. Who's going to lay the egg then? I don't know.
Well, little by little, right? Little by little, we're going to get there. Because this administration is in more trouble. They have angered their own base. And they do not have a track record of success to run on. There is nothing that they can stand there and feed to us and tell us with any accountability and say, we did this for the economy. It can be measured. It can be proven. This is how we have brought this country one step out of the recession and the decimation and the desecration that it was in over 3 years ago.
Yep, none.
Nope, but let's set up what song would you like to play next, Nate?
The thing I hate the most, More Taxes. It's called No More Taxes. That's another song, you know, built out of frustration when you look at your paycheck and how much they take from you. And they didn't earn it, but you did? Okay. No More Taxes was born.
Okay. All right, Beth, get us hooked up.
We're hooking up. Here we go.
Man, this is a mess. Federal tax. Security tax, Medicare tax, state income tax, unemployment tax, disability tax, sales tax, gas tax, greenhouse tax, man. Uncle Sam got his hand running down your leg, taking money out your check before you get paid. Now you the one that's out there working like a slave. And already Uncle Sam got his money paid. It's exactly like the mafia tactics. You want to work this hood, cough up them taxes. And if you don't, you get your kneecaps cracked by the IRS or watch your back.
We don't want more taxes. Oh, hell no. We don't like new taxes. Someone tell me, who the hell is FICA? Please tell me. I don't even like her. God help, please.
I'm looking at my pay stub, getting mad as hell. Knowing good and well, if not paid, I go to jail. Can anybody feel me on these taxes? With their hands on my check, there's no relaxing. Tea parties springing up all over the land. From all walks of life, saying yes, we can, put a halt to this mess. Cause overtaxation causes too much stress. The more I make, the more Sam takes. To pay for a stimulus plan that wasn't great. Now everybody knows that high taxes aren't right. And we should be the ones that's keeping our money, right? We can make a big difference at the polls. Anything on the ballot for taxes, vote no. They tax your house, your car, and everything you eat. And at the rate these suckers going, they're gonna tax you when you sleep.
We won't lower taxes. Hell yeah. Vote no on new taxes. Y'all hear me? Who the hell is FICA? Please tell me. I don't even like her. God help, please.
Uncle Sam, she asking for more taxes. But I'ma have to say, see, I can't back it. I'm feeling like Nate Smooth. Who the hell is FICA? No need to ask me, cause see, I don't even like her. And I don't like Medicare tax, Social Security tax, state, state, federal. We're getting serious. People, are you hearing it? Throw your hands up, holler if you're feeling it.
And we don't want more taxes. Hell no. We don't like new taxes. Someone tell me, who the hell is FICA? Please tell me. I don't even like her. God help.
Flat tax. That's what we want.
And you know that's a good
Okay, that was a great song, Nate.
I'm just trying to keep it real. The things that bother me.
Before we get back into... I'm sorry. Got a little choked up there. That was a great song.
Wow.
We have somebody in our chat room. We had somebody in our chat room that was wondering what Bella and you thought about the economy and if we're on the same road that Europe is running.
I don't understand the Europe economy. I just try to pay attention to the American economy. We just need people to be working and people to stay dreaming, and they need the rules and regulations a little lax so people can go out there and take a chance and make things happen. Because dreams inspire entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs start hiring people to fulfill those dreams, and we all benefit from it. So I don't keep track of the European issues. We got to deal with home. Yeah, take care of home first. The more we profit here, the more we can help the world.
Yes.
And you got a lot of clapping in the chat room from your song.
Yeah, that's just real people talk. That's all. I write life. I write the frustrations of the working man, the common man.
And you know what? And that's why this show, as I've said, it's not about me. The show was supposed to be from day one. Everyday people like Nate and those in the chat room and everybody else, it's just us standing up and saying, you know, we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. This isn't what this country was founded on. This isn't what this country is. I mean, this is the American dream. And we need to get this administration
out.
This is Bella D'Angelo Show. This is Beth speaking. Who's my speaking to? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, this is the Bella D'Angelo Show. This is Beth. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Nate right here.
It is? Oops.
Nate's move. Oops.
That shouldn't be working that way. Okay. Let me try
Where's
this
Bella?
Again. I don't know why that did that. The board's not working right tonight. Let me click you back in again.
Oh, man, the liberals must be on to our show.
Okay.
I'm trying to switch
the wires.
spend more.
Okay, I don't know what's going on right now, but I was trying to get the we have a caller from 212 calling in. And I had to put them on the air. 212, who am I speaking to? You're on the air.
He's muted, that's why.
Hello,
212. Oh. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Toots.
How are you guys doing? What's cooking?
All right. Is that Toots?
What's up, brother?
What up, dude?
Yo, man. Look at you surprising me with these two new tracks. I love it.
Oh, well, they're old to me. They're new to you.
Yeah, man, they were great. At least I got a job, huh? and the tax man cometh.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a job, but they're going to tax you out of it.
Yeah, those two songs kind of morph into one.
Yeah, all the same.
So how you doing, man? You had a busy day today. I was talking to Lisa right before you were going on with her.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to get it out there, man. Squeeze it in. I don't have enough time.
We're
just squeezing it in.
That is awesome, man.
You
got to keep
it. Get her
done. Yeah, exactly. How you doing, Bella baby?
I am doing fabulous, but I'm just sitting here. I'm not sitting. I'm pacing like I always do, but I just have the biggest grin because, you know what, like I was saying earlier when you were reminding me little by little and when Nate and I were talking,
little by little, that's.
Yeah. but look at, I mean, we're here. I mean, we're here, and this didn't exist a couple months ago, and it's just the beginning. You know, we're gonna get, as we say, one song at a time, one listener at a time, And I am just amped. And as you, I was laughing so hard. I was explaining when I was talking to you Friday on the side of the road, and we were laughing so hard and talking about where the show was going. But the energy and the excitement, I mean, we're going to look back in a couple of months and we're going to say, wow, look at the traction that we've gained. Look at the listenership. It's just the beginning. And I'm so honored, you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's gonna be fun. It's going to be a fun little ride. And this is crunch time. How are you doing, Beth?
I'm doing okay. I'd be better off if my switchboard would work properly, though. Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, listen, you can't have everything, okay? Well, you want a good switchboard, too, now? Oh, man.
I want everything. Of course I do.
What do you expect? This probably was made by a union representative or something.
Yeah. Get over it. You know, this switchboard was probably made in China. You got a Chinese switchboard. What do you expect?
Yeah, what do you expect?
You're probably right.
Well, come on. As long as you know what you're dealing with, I mean, come on,
hey,
Beth. You just
Toots.
Gotta.
Toots.
Gotta go with the flow.
Uh-huh. Music. That's why we make our own
sorry,
music. We don't like what they put out. That's why we make our own music. We don't like what they put out.
Exactly. You know, that's the one thing that the Chinese can't do. They can't do hip hop, so we got that all covered. You don't have to worry about them stealing that. They might be able to steal our cars and our computers, but they can't steal our music.
That's because we got
rhythm. They might not pay us. They might not pay us for it. Too funny. Yo, man, I just wanted to call in and say, hey, I was working all weekend, and I'm about to hit the hay. And you guys sound great, Belly, doing a great job. Nate, always a pleasure, my friend. You are the man. I love these two songs. I haven't heard these two, man. This is a great surprise right here. Great surprise. Keep up the great work, guys. I'll talk to you a little later. Beth, have a great night. Bella, always a pleasure. And Nate, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, buddy.
All right, guys. All right,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Sweetheart.
Sweet dreams.
United.
Yeah, Beth, what were you thinking? I'm surprised I didn't come up with that when you've been talking about the switchboard for a while, and I should have reminded you that is Chinese manufactured. You know, have you ever noticed the accent when you call in customer service on Blog Talk?
Oh, yeah. I know. It's like from all over the world.
We shall get through it.
What?
We shall get through it. Adapt, adjust, and overcome.
Yes, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And when you line those two songs up, thank God you got a job, and then you know you're happy you got a job, but then you know they're gonna kill you now because now you got taxation, which
you can't win for losing.
No.
That's why I write my song. Everywhere you turn, whether business or self-employed or employed, he's right there with his hand out, snatching it from you. The government, the big monster. So, you know, I got a problem with that.
Well, we should all have a problem because, you know, I broke this down to basic economics 101 a while ago, and I said, you know, the biggest problem is that we don't have, you know, when you go out and you buy something, you get a receipt and it itemizes everything that you paid for. Come on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You go to, you know, I have one place that I get to shop at here. I have Walmart. That's the only place I can shop at here in Williston, North Dakota. But when you go there, you go and you get your grocery cart. Everything that you want to buy is in that cart, and then you go through the checkout line, and you pay for it, and then you get a receipt, and it tells you where your couple hundred dollars went, right? Well, the problem is that when you get your paycheck, you don't get an itemized list, and even if you did, it would be so manipulated and hidden and buried as to where your tax dollars were actually going that you'd never even actually know. And that was one of the biggest problems. We should have, back in the, I believe it was back in the 40s, when you still got a list of your taxes that were due, so you knew exactly where they went. And I've said this, you know, when you think about it, these young kids that are going out into the workforce and they don't want to pay attention to politics, and you say to them, well, you're about to get your first paycheck, so one of two things. Do you, A, want to not know where the $55 out of your $100 you're supposed to make this week is going, or would you like to understand? And then say, well, take that $55 that you're going to lose out of your $100 paycheck, because I break it down real basic. Tell them you're going to make $100 this week, but only $45 you're going to get. So the other $55, walk out, go across the street, and go knock on the door, and that lazy SOB that's sitting there watching daytime drama TV that's on food stamps and welfare and everything else, you hand them a part of that money, and you say, here, I know that you're not motivated to go out and work or do anything, but I'm here to support you, so there. And then you keep going down the street to other government agencies and dropping off the rest of your money. That's where your tax money goes, to doors yep. that you don't even know where it goes to, and to worthless individuals that sit around and watch worthless TV while sucking up to the entitlement nipple, and they don't know how to get off of it.
Some of them don't want to get off of it.
Yeah, and ROR Club Save in the chat said that receipt would be 1,000 pages. Yeah. And wait until April 15th of next year when you have to pay even more Social Security tax.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of trees gone running on the paper
yep.
we got to print it up on.
Yeah. Well, I've always said that, you know, they should be, the government should be made to give us a financial statement, you know, just like any other company would have to give their clients
right.
at
yeah,
the end of each fiscal year.
To work for us.
Yeah.
I agree. But then that would be too much of a telltale on the trickery and the scam that he's doing off our money.
Yeah, right. And then everybody would know for sure that what we're talking about is true.
It's probably more true than you ever know. And a lot of stuff we don't know where it's going. We'll scare the heck out of us if we found out.
And then all those liberals would say, you mean they were right?
No. Yep. Enough is
well,
enough.
We would not be here tonight if we hadn't gotten in this much trouble. As I say,
right.
every day out at the rigs, let's break it down. You know, both parties let us down. That's why we got into the trouble that we got into. I mean,
right.
you know, we all checked out. There's a few of us that, I mean, I saw this for a long time, but I couldn't get anybody that would listen to me till I came out to the oil rigs. But you know, you don't change unless you get in trouble. People don't like to change because people are comfortable. And I know
yep.
that for myself and you, Nate, and Beth, you know, 3-4 years ago, we wouldn't imagine that we'd be sitting here on our radio show tonight talking, sharing, you know, getting Nate's music out. If we weren't if we were completely, you know, understanding just how critical it is and how much we have to lose if we don't do this. Because
right.
we are at a catastrophic point. As I said on my first time on Sean Hannity's radio program, we're at a catastrophic point. And if we don't understand how much we have to lose, we will fundamentally be changed forever. And I choke up as I drive around, I listen to my music in my truck, as I'm listening to Sweet Home Alabama, And I look at how beautiful, a lot of people don't understand how North Dakota is really beautiful. I know a lot of you don't even know where it is, or you probably didn't even know that it existed until you talked to me. Well, it does. I'm here, and it's really beautiful. And it's really beautiful what's going on here with all this oil production. And hence why the show on tomorrow night is Drill Baby Drill. You know, our economy doesn't have to be this way. We have so much oil that we could be an exporter here in this country. So that's what tomorrow's show is. But, you know, as I say, I choke up when I'm out at the rigs and I tell everybody, and I literally tell every single person that I encounter, about this show. And that's all I talk about all day long, every single day. And, Nate, I don't know if you were listening. As I said, I was at the grocery store earlier, and somebody said, you're the girl with that T-shirt, the T-shirt that tells them don't F with me, with the Bella D'Angelo underneath. And, you know, that's just word of mouth. That's the power of word of mouth. That's why I know, just from experiencing the show, it's only been here for a year, that without advertising and promotion, we're going to gain a lot of attention. We're going to get a lot of listenership, and adding the music and the musicians and great people and patriots like yourself, Nate, this thing is just going to blow up. And I think we should take a break here. What would be the next song we should play, Nate?
Okay, yeah, Where You At? That's one. That's a good one.
Okay, here we go. Where You At?
Where You At? Never heard that one.
I have something to say to all you liberal Democrats, especially the ones in power. You're not God. I repeat, you are not God. So get back in your damn place as a human being and stop trying to control and dictate other people's lives. Fools. 58 million said no to change, because every leader on the left is kind of strange. Liberalism is a sick religion. When embraced, it leads to sick decisions. Freedom snatchers is what they really are. The left never wants you to be a superstar. You set your goals high to be the top dog, and when you get that as a liberal sitting at the door, pointing the finger at you, saying you're all wrong, instead of getting out of your way and leaving you alone. They wreck the public schools with their liberal lies, and giving kids condom right before our very eyes. They raise our taxes every chance they get, and if you don't agree, they threaten you with the IRS. It's a damn shame, the libs are insane, always trying to punk you from inside your brain. Where my conservatives at, and Reagan Democrats, the working class poor, that's working 9 to 4. All my independent businessmen and women, let's vote these clowns out before we all end up swimming. No more time to waste, let's get up in their face, tell them what we stand for. We don't debate, we want our freedom back, and we want it now. The next election, we vote their asses out. Behold, it's worse than Jimmy Carter. He knows he's wasting money like water. The lamestream media is not your friend. They told many lies to help him win. Then once he's in, he's doing us in. He's destroying our nation from his sins. A power grab right before our eyes. They've been plotting this for 40 years of our lives. Where my people at? They're sick of all this crap. Conservatism needs a desperate comeback. We don't want your Kool-Aid or your hope and change, cause we believe in God and not Barack Hussein. True journalism is going to the pitch, cause all the news in the mainstream is full of shh. MSNBC, NPR, and CNN, all they ever spew is liberal propaganda sin. This administration is full of tax cheats. They hire more agents to check out your balance sheets. 2010 is when we need to win. Back to Steve said we lost to liberal sin. Conservatism wins every time it's tried. Ronald Reagan proved it years before he died. It'll work again in 2010. Kick out the rhinos so we can win again. Where my conservatives at? And Reagan Democrats. The working class poor that's working 9 to 4. All my independent businessmen and women, let's vote these clowns out before we all end up swimming. No more time to waste, let's get up in their face. Tell them what we stand for, we don't debate. We want our freedom back, and we want it now. The next election, we vote their asses out. I'm on the freeway watching all the traffic flow. A lot of people driving, they just don't know that the state of government that they put in office will turn on them when they try to resist. Passing stupid laws, keeping us in check. And when the smoke clears, our nation's in a wreck. We gotta vote them out every chance we get, cause this liberal mess is making me sick. Where my conservatives at? And Reagan Democrats. The working class poor that's working 9 to 4. All my independent businessmen and women, let's vote these clowns out before we all end up swimming. No more time to waste, let's get up in their face. Tell them what we stand for, we know the debate. We want our freedom back, and we want it now. The next election, we vote their asses out. Gee, nasty trap. Anybody that's not conservative is a liberal by default. And what law of God says, because you're a minority or a black, you're supposed to vote Democrat? Check out AskHeritage.org for the conservative facts. Now play this song again, because I don't think you heard me.
check.
Bravo, bravo.
Wow.
Wow.
Cool.
All I can say, too.
I mean, like, that's everything right there.
I know. I don't know what to talk about no more because I think I put so much in every song. Pretty much going in circles, just saying the same thing in a different, you know, way, you know. You're a Salon government. We know how to take care of ourselves. Get out of the way, Uncle Sam. Get out of the way.
Yeah. We don't need you no more. We don't need
you
no more.
Well, you know, for certain things, but not to try to run our lives.
Yeah.
We can do that ourselves. That's all I'm saying.
And you say it very, very well. And I love your music.
Some people say, well, why are you so mad in your song? I said, no, that ain't mad. That's passion. I'm feeling what I'm saying. I'm meaning what I'm saying.
Passion, fire, and desire.
Same thing.
And yes, and as I say, if you don't feel passion, fire, and desire, if you don't wake up and feel the amount of angst and you know, I'm behaved on my radio show. Because I say explicitives all day long out at the rigs. I can swear like the best roughneck out there. And, Nate, I guess I've been a little bit polite even just talking to you on the phone. I should,
well,
I mean,
you.
Beth certainly, huh?
Thank you for being a lady. Get easy. Hey, I feel that some of the stuff that you're saying, I'd be want to put it in my song, but then I need it to be kind of grandma and kid friendly too. I don't want to leave nobody out of the loop.
Well,
yeah, that's what I like.
You know, I mean, that's why my show is the way that it is that I don't want to put myself in a corner. But honestly, you know, if you don't get to the point that you want to say a few expletives because of how frustrated you are where this country is, then you don't really understand. And then I understand the other side of the coin that people say, well, do you really need to swear? Well, you know, we are adults and it's freedom of speech, and I am out in the oil fields, and that it is what it is, but that's not how I try it. That's not how I'm conveying the message. But really, when it comes down to, Nate, you have the passion. You have the passion, mm-hmm. and that is why we connected, because from the minute that I heard your music and I talked to you, I knew that I wanted to be with you and support you in whatever I could do, because like I have said from day one, when I set out on this mission, I wake up every morning and I say a prayer to God, and I say, please put me in contact with one more person that will put this mission forward to taking this country back. However that happens, please help me connect with one more person. And it never ceases to amaze me out of the most, you know, different contacts or Facebook or whatever I find. And then I sit back and then I think and I say, this is, you know, this was meant to be, and this was meant to be to have you part of this program. And I just love your voice and your message.
Yeah, that's kind of like I was when I was first putting these songs together, because I started putting songs together since May of 2000. So this is like my 12th year this month here of just, you know, tinkering around. And I used to always say, people say, well, people don't want to hear that type of music. They want that booty shaking and all that sex and all that. I said, that's not me. So I can't write stuff that's not me. And one day, I can't pick my audience. My audience picked me. Put the song together. And the music, they will find the music and it'll attract the person that need to hear it. So same with you. You heard it. You love it. Bam. I didn't know you was going to be a fan, but hey, I just do me and let the music do what it do.
And you're right, you have to be that way because, I mean, I think that they're wrong about that, though, because look at how many Christian groups are going on now, where, and I've seen their audiences are jam packed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, I take notice of it more because I sing in church, so you know we sing that music.
Mm-hmm.
But so I mean, it's not that everybody thinks that way now, you know. And I started, like, do you remember that song, Look What They've Done to My Song?
No.
No.
What is it about?
No. I'm older than you guys, I'm sorry. But it was like, look what they've done to my song, ma. You know, and it just like they've taken it and they've mixed it all up and, you know. So when I saw what they... Yeah, when I saw what they were doing at OWS, that song melody went into my head, and what I was thinking was, look what they've done to my flag, Mom, you know, and I started putting some stuff together on that, but I it's still a work in progress, but I'm hoping to come up with a full song on it, but, you know, that's what happens. You have music in your head, and the things of today that happen, but you're just able to get it out there on paper and sing. I mean, like, you've made a rap fan out of me, and I didn't think that would ever happen.
I don't like to be called a rapper because I'm a little bit too old for that. I just call myself a storyteller. That rhymes.
Ooh, I like that,
hey, talk,
Nate, and
hey,
I'm
a poet.
Yeah.
I just didn't know it. Yeah, I'm a poet. I just didn't know it. That's all.
I really like that, and you know, I don't know if you knew this, but you know, in the beginning of this show, the show started out as a rock station. I had a rock station, and then I came on 2 hours and did my thing, but I lost the rock station. But I knew, I know the power of music. And if you read my book, If This Vortex Doesn't Slow Down, I have 26-some songs with their lyrics loaded into my book. I mean, music talks to me all day long. I have it in my head all day long. I listen to it. It's my favorite thing, and I know
powerful.
The power behind it.
Powerful medium. And that's, you know, these songs are going to find the outlets that it needs to attach to. Because most of the stuff on the conservative side, we don't have songs written for us and to support our shows and our ideas and our philosophy. So these things that fit right in, Tea Party type stuff, conservative, and, you know, anti-big government type stuff. I'm right in there. You can say I'm before my time, but who cares? Let's just get it going.
You know what? That's why when, you know, I was sitting back and I was thinking weeks and weeks ago, and I thought, how? Because, Nate, we're going after national syndication, baby. We're going to be up there alongside and pushing over Rush and the rest of them. I have no problem walking up to the big boys. I have no problem.
Well,
done it all day long in my job.
On.
And you know, when I heard you, like I said, you're a completely different voice. And you're exactly, I mean, where do you hear this message along with really good music? And that's why we're here. And we're going to, we're unstoppable. Absolutely. And would you like to take this time to segue back? Nate, you want to put another song up?
Yeah, I got a little funny song. Alfonso Horatio was thinking about a little skit, like a Saturday Night Live thing, and he needed some music to it. So I came up with a song called Clown Town. He came up with the idea, so I just made a song about it. It's like doing the Saturday Night Live version, conservative style.
Okay, so here we go, Clown Town.
Nice smooth track. Yeah, it's a nice smooth track. Watch your back.
Let's get this party started. Let's get this party started. Let's get this party started. Let's get this grand old party started.
Welcome to Clown Town. We came to get down. We're gonna show you how to write when you put it down. We're gonna stuff it up, then laugh it out. Make your thighs split, then you scream and shout. We got a high high and low brow. The grand old party, let's get it started now. Tell your mom and them
and your brother too. We're gonna tell the truth and make it do what it do. Welcome to Clown Town, we come to get down. We're gonna put a smile on your face, not a frown. We're here to lift you up, not tear you down. Just making fun of the left side of town. Sick of sitting down and not fighting back, cause everything the left say and do is really whack. We're here to change the game and take it back. So grab your favorite drink, chill out and relax.
Yo, Afonso, you hit him over the head with this idea, boy, you're a fool. Keep slamming him to the right, to the left. Ho!
Welcome to Clown Town, we came to get down. We're gonna show you how to write when you put it down. We're gonna spoof it up, then laugh it out. Make your sides split, then you scream and shout.
It's conservatism with a funny twist. It's like eating fried eggs with a bowl of grits. Grab your neighbors and your friends too, making fun of the libs right in front of you. It's Saturday Night Live, coming from the right, keeping all liberals mad and uptight. Forget Al Gore and Michael Moore, cause it's the show that you all been waiting for. Yeah, look at them squirming now. They can dish it out, but they can't take it, boy. Put it to them. Put it to them, though.
Clown Town, we came to get down. We're gonna show you how to write when you put it down. We're gonna spoof it up, then laugh it out. Make your thighs split, then you scream and shout. We got a high high and low brow. The grand old party is getting started now. Tell your mom and them and your brother too. We're gonna tell the truth and make it do what it do.
Yeah, gotta have a little fun every now and then too.
That's it.
Hello.
You know what I would love? I would love to be able to, you know, what? Why can't we, you know, where is the BS button when you hear all these big heads talking, you know, Michael Moore and the rest of them? I wrote about him in my book. I mean, you know, they just, where, you know, the thing is when they come out with all of this that they're trying to shove down our heads and try and convince us that we're headed down the wrong path, that, you know, conservatism is so wrong and corrupt and, you know, green is so right and all of this crap that they're trying to shove us, why can't we have the BS button that says, stop, prove it, show it, show how what you would like to do actually works? That's what I'd like to say. I'd like to understand administration right now, the anointed. Show us what you came in and actually did and how it actually turned this economy around 1% forward. Because they can't, but why can't, you know, if we could just get to that point where we had the BS button and the accountability, like you said, Beth, and Nate, why can't, we have to get to the point where they have to actually prove, and I've said this for a long time, how is it that we allow the biggest chair in the House, the biggest chair in this country, to be taken over, and we ask for no documentation.
And no accountability.
No accountability. No responsibility. Just a free reign with the biggest checkbook to just run around like the most irresponsible crackhead and just go run and just spend and spend and spend and spend.
That's a good description. Crackhead, irresponsible. That's pretty much how they run the damn country. An irresponsible crackhead. I like that one.
An irresponsible, undocumented crackhead. I don't know how else to describe
crack clock.
It. I fail to understand. You know, it paints the truest picture. I mean, as I call them, the slickest long-legged Mac Daddy. You know, I mean,
that's what's that guy Reverend Manning say that slick?
Yep.
Long-legged. Yeah, very funny.
First time I heard Dr. Manning say that, I cracked up. I was rolling on the floor.
I know.
It's like, that is a perfect description.
Good time of rock and roll, banana, maggot infested, you know, like Rush Hall. That whole crowd is running the show now. The hippies from the 60s and their kids. Destroying the world, man, not just the country. Because when we go, what's left? this country go, what's left? God need to come step down then and take over, because it's over. It's over.
That is why I tear up. That is why my company men see, and I go back to this. The reason I talk, if you're new listening or maybe don't really understand, the only people that see me on a daily basis are my company men at the oil rigs, okay? That's where I am all day long. And they are the ones that finally took me seriously. And that's where I found my like-minded individuals that I could finally put my steel-toe boots up, take my hard hat off. And these boys are good old boys. They're whiskey-drinking, Marlboro smoking, love country, for the people, by the people, of the people.
Mm-hmm.
What, Nate?
Gun totems.
Yeah. Yeah, we're locked and loaded here. But see, I came from Minneapolis where no one would listen to me. So it was a fundamental, it gave me my voice back when I got out here. And, you know, this is where, you know, when I say my company man, it's because this is where I spend the majority, all my time during, you know, 6-7 days. I'm only off today because I decided, well, I'm going to work on the show today. But we have to get people to understand and to listen and to know that, Nate, like I've said so many times, if we lose it here, I would like for you to tell me what country you want to go to, because I will personally fly you there, right, Nate? I'll fly there, and I will ask you, tell me, okay, so what if we lose it here, what other country is actually, I mean, where does socialism work?
You tell me.
Yeah.
If it did, it, everybody will model after it, but, you know, I don't want the socialism. I don't want the freedom. I'm born into it. I want to die into it. I don't want to die in a different whole country. And when you got the best country, why would you want to go anywhere else? You can go there to visit, but you don't want to stay there.
When I listen to Kid Rock, Born Free, I mean, it doesn't take much to make me cry right now when it comes down to this, because as I said, the hardest part about writing my book was that it's one thing to be pregnant, it's another thing to have to watch every one of the mothers come true that you were writing about when you truly did think in the back of your mind that maybe someone was going to come in strong enough that was going to put their foot down. You thought that maybe Boehner would come in with a little bit of kahunas.
Man,
you
that guy was a waste.
Yeah. You thought that November flipping all those chairs would have brought some stopgap, put some tourniquet on this bleeding of this country. But no. That didn't even happen. So then you sit here up in these oil fields, and you have to watch as you go, really? Doesn't anybody have the kahunas to go in and stop this? Well, then it's us. That's why it's us.
Yeah, the people. It's the people. The people got to take their country back from this rogue government. The people, not the doggone players and the politicians, because they're part of the problem. It's the everyday people like you and I that see what's going on, need to keep sounding the alarm every day, all day, 24/7. Wake up, fight back. Yep. So I just keep doing my part.
And I just keep doing my part. And as my company man introduced me to the Reverend Manning, I have to say, as he sat back and he said, we're not going to take it anymore. We're going to get to the point that we're going to raise up, we're going to walk out of our houses and Smith and Wesson in our back pocket, and we're just going to take to the streets, and we're going to say, you can't do this to us anymore. You can't.
No. Nope. We don't have nowhere else to go.
No.
Nope.
And I do not believe in any of this, and the fear-mongering I'm done with, okay? Martial law, don't tell me about it. He can declare it. It's unconstitutional. Our men and women that took the oath, they will support us, and they will support us. But I know one thing. We will get to the breaking point that we will finally wake up one of these days if it doesn't reach the point that we need to, and we will just walk out of our front doors and we will head down in our, whether it's in our cars, in our trucks, in our semis, on foot. But we will go to the streets and we'll say, we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore.
Oust them.
Yes. Yes. And I know that there's far more people awake now than there was 3 years ago, because I know, Nate, 3 years ago when I tried to talk to people, people looked at me blind and they said, we just want something different. But now, even those that just thought they wanted something different, they can't hide from the fact that the difference is something different that they never expected. That's why I keep going back to, we're in a much stronger position than ever to get him out. So don't let those people convince you. And this is what really gets underneath my skin. When someone says, your vote doesn't count, your voice doesn't matter, and there's nothing that we can do. Because if someone like me, who couldn't even stand up and do a group presentation, sales presentation a couple of years ago, because that's how I didn't have the confidence, and yet here I'm so grateful and blessed to have Nate and Toots and everybody else that's part of this show now. I mean, look at what a small amount of energy can produce. So that's always been my thing to say, if I can do this, anybody can.
Passion. Got to have that passion.
Yeah.
Passion pushes you beyond your it pushes you beyond your feeble self. Yep, the force within.
Would we like to take a break and put in another song right now?
Well, that's the ones I sent. You might have to dig up some of the other ones you have. Maybe we can do November or something, because it's all about November anyway.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah,
all
that
right,
need to be played every day until the election, because people need to realize November is a do-or-die situation. All jokes and bets are off. We either win or we going down in flames.
You're right, sweetie. Oh. That's loaded up.
Here we go.
What's up, America? This your man, Nate Smooth, at it again. Trying to get y'all fired up for this November. We gotta start taking these elections real serious, y'all. Cause the life and country that you saved may be your own. Get out there and vote, y'all. Yo, now I can see November from my house, and the Tea Party moving is saying it loud. We don't like lies, don't appreciate thieves. If you're not conservative, you must leave. See, this time around, we not playing no more, cause the soul of our nation's knocking at the door, crying out to its people from being abused, from a liberal takeover and the Kenyan dude. Now how you gonna vote come this November? Will you be proud of it in December? Our country's at a crossroad, can't you see? With liberalism as its core disease, no longer can we sit on the sideline of life. We gotta hit the polls and vote to the right. See, we don't want nothing from Barack Hussein. The hell with that lie called hope and change.
November, I can see November from my house, my people. That's why you need to vote this November. Let's keep the non-conservatives out, my people. Let's go.
November, November, listen to me. I'm going to the polls cause I wanna be free from an oversized government, can't you see? Trying to impose its will on me. Now I'm sick and tired of this political crap. I'm voting these clowns out and that's a wrap. We don't want Obamacare, no cap and trade, and we really don't care about his Harvard grade. The economic downturn needs a push, and all the Democrats still blaming on Bush. We all know the Democrats control the House, with a lot of bullcrap coming out their mouths. They badmouth conservatives night and day, but in November we'll have the last say. The founding forefathers will be proud of us, cause in big government we cannot trust.
November, I can see November from my house, my people. That's why you need to vote this November. Let's keep the non-conservatives out.
fast enough. This moment in time, we can't pass it up. Wake up, America, save yourselves. We're on a crash course, head straight to hell. Our freedoms, our liberties are all at stake. With this corrupt administration, we can't delay. Put down your distances, open your eyes. Cause this hope and change was nothing but lies. Wake up, my people, I say. Make up your mind to vote today. Stop sitting around thinking that you don't matter. Cash your vote and make them scatter. These politician fools taking us for granted. We'll show them and raise the standards. Vote their sorry asses out of office. Pack their bags and send them walking.
November, I can't see November from my house. My people, that's why you need to vote. Yes, November, let's keep the non-conservatives out. My people,
the death of a nation. Kick out the rhinos, the career corrupt politicians, and everything that ain't constitutionally right. Get them out of there, cause they're killing our nation, y'all. Let's go vote, baby.
Wow. Hey, you guys there?
Yep. Can't say it any.
Hey, it's kind of amazing to hear fellow black American talking that way, huh? The left would die if they knew that was happening. And I don't care. That's what I feel about my country and my society. And whoever don't like it, move to China, damn it.
And you know what, Nate?
Huh?
You're my brother. I love you. It doesn't matter. You're a patriot. You know?
Love this country. What it stands for.
You know, and there's so many. I mean, it doesn't matter what your skin color is, where you come from. I mean, as long as you, you know, when you stand and deliver the message and you understand and you love this country, that's what this is about. It doesn't matter who, where you came from. You could be from, you know, another planet, as long as you understand and you love this country. Because, again, we all came here originally. At one point, my family came here. At one point, mm-hmm. You know, my ancestors came through Ellis Island. As long as we understand, and that's what has been lost in translation. It's like the phone game, you know, the telephone.
Yep.
When somebody calls and gives a message, and by the time it gets to the 20th person, the message is lost. We don't want the message lost anymore, but what this country is about, because we're sick and tired of what they're doing to us. We're sick and tired of the tyranny, the Marxist socialism, sociopath of what this administration is doing to us. We're sick of it. When did you ever think you were going to wake up and be afraid of what your own government was going to do to you on a daily basis? That's not America.
Nope. That's why you say he's going to fundamentally change it into what? A garbage dump of socialism and Marxism? It won't work with this model. The stuff they're trying to do is what this country was not designed to take that type of ideology and stuff to force on the people. So whatever they're trying to put into it, it won't work in this model. That's why we need to dump all that stuff out and get back to the basics. What they wrote in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
The Constitution, which
basics.
The Constitution, which has been annihilated and decimated on a daily basis, the Bill of Rights, the Ten Commandments. You know what? When you drive through North Dakota in between Watford and Williston, do you know how many billboards are hand-painted with the Ten Commandments on it? No one fights or argues that we have the Ten Commandments displayed throughout our town. Nobody.
No, and that's what we have to get back to our Judeo-Christian base that we, you know, where we started. Yeah. And, you know, not have people telling us that this is not a Christian country, because that's where it all began. Yep. Our founding fathers were Christian and Jewish, you know.
And the sort of disclaimer, and they was not perfect. So, you know, we got problems, but it's still the greatest country. Wouldn't trade it for nothing.
We are the great defender, and as, you know, when I go back to, I would have far less stress if I didn't wake up every single morning and feel a personal responsibility. As my company men know, they see it in my face, you can see it, I can't lie, I can't. And as some say, is there anything you won't say? No, it's pretty hard. I'm honest and direct and you know, we are the great defender. And a year ago when I started this radio show, I started it because, again, I go back to our voices weren't being heard. And I will never forget when Bo from the Danish Defense League, which is now the Danish Resistance, and I talked. And I thought Denmark was still a peaceful, beautiful, lovely country. I had no idea what I was about to hear as I spent that Saturday afternoon down in Fort Worth, Texas, when I was starting this radio show. That started my education process to branch out and develop the relationship with, you know, Dejan Leon, with the New Crusaders, who's on every Thursday. I didn't understand, like so many others, what Islamification and Sharia law, the real war that we're fighting, which is what built that show. And then, you know, as I stand here now and I think, and I know this much to be true, I believe that we've reached, and I know we've reached another platform, Beth. As you and I talked, and Nate and the rest of us, we're just building, and the army and the camp is getting louder and louder, because we are unstoppable. And tonight, I know that many more people are listening, because, you know, this is Nate's night, and we're going to see that many more people through Nate's music listened, and that many more people got that many more people to tune in later on in the week and in the next month, and it grows. And do you not feel that much more empowered doing versus sitting on the couch, screaming away at Facebook and complaining and being mad and angry and fear-mongering? Because Toots was one of the ones that, you know, gave a great example. Don't let that octopus of fear take you over and feel like we can't do anything. Because there's so many people that will try and pull you in that corner and make you believe there's nothing that we can do. And you have to fight back, and you have to stand on your hind feet and say, you're the problem. That's what got us in this position, believing there's nothing that we can do. Well, we are doing, and we are seeing, and we are winning.
There's more of us than it is them.
Yes.
We just don't realize it.
Wow.
And they don't want us
We're on our way. As I will say in another couple of weeks and another couple of months, I will remind us all, we've come a long way, baby, and we will. And I think that we ran over. We were only supposed to be an hour tonight, but this has been a great show, Nate. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was supposed to come in for 10 minutes and get on out of here because I got stuff I'm working on. I got to work on that new song, The Bro Gotta Go.
Oh, that sounds like a good one.
You guys are stopping progress.
Whoops.
Yeah, The Bro Gotta Go. That's my new song. The Bro Gotta Go. I can't take FOMO. That's it.
All right, sweetheart. You know what? You go work on your new song because we got to have it next week. You're going to be on next Sunday. And let's
Sunday. I ran out of words.
No, you didn't.
What you do is you just replay my segment, and then that's all I'm going to say, the same thing I said this week.
No, I'm not going to let you out that easy, but what I'm going to do is we're going to close out. You go work on The Bros Got to Go. Let's close out with God Bless. Let's close out with...
Which one?
Bless the USA.
Bless the USA. Yes, let's close out with Bless the USA. You go work on your new song. Nate, thank you so much.
All right, ladies. Love you guys. Let's keep the fight going, and I'm going to do my part.
Okay, good night, Nate.
Nighty.
Love you too, sweetheart. All right, let's close out, Beth. So I'm going to say God bless, good night, and ciao, and hit.
Yes, and good night, and God bless America.
What's up, America? This your man, Nate Smooth, on a G-Nasty track. Spitting that conservative fire at ya. Coming way from the right, never from the left. I'm bringing it down for ya. Beat game, player.
My God, can you bless the USA? Bless the USA. Bless the USA. Bless the USA. Bless the USA.
long.